Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yo. Hey. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button. It's going to be right here.
Yes. Please.
Notifications, Jordan,
if you would.
Please, because, you know, we need all the subscriptions and stuff and, you know, all the support.
All
the
subscribers out there. Appreciate everybody so far.
We appreciate
far.
Everybody.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, you are.
Worldwide.
All over the globe.
Yeah.
All over the globe.
Appreciate everybody. It's dope.
Shout out to, where's a lot of our new followers from?
Right out in India?
India. Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bangladesh.
Shout out to Bangladesh.
Yes.
Appreciate everybody.
Absolutely.
Throughout the world following us. And more to follow. Appreciate it.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, yo?
You got it, man.
Uh-oh. You got an alert?
No.
Alert.
I'm going to put it on airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Yeah.
Do some comedy tonight. We're back in the groove.
Who did comedy?
You.
I did comedy?
Me.
This guy did comedy.
Both of us did.
You did a fine job.
You did, sir.
Thank you, man. I am.
You got to go fire spot.
Did I go?
Midway?
It was Midway. I'm surprised because normally they have either you and I go first.
Yeah.
Or last.
Or last.
But it's okay.
I was last. Close to
you
last.
You was last. And I normally go last.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've been there.
Yeah.
We're throughout the line.
I don't know. I think I just like going first. Put me first. going first.
No, you like to get it over with. I'll tell you what, man. And I understand why. Because I was kind of cool in the beginning. Because I knew I wasn't going up to the last. But as soon as you know who's in front of you, my body just feels different. And I get nervous. And I'm worried. And I'm like, not worried, but just like, don't fuck up. You know, don't mess up. You know, I mean, this is.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they call my name, all that goes away.
Isn't that something?
All of it goes away.
I feel like, you know what? You know, I do different things in my mind. Remember how the Bulls used to come out? lights go out and shit. I feel like when they call me up, I'm like the 19, what is it? Whenever Jordan was popping.
90-something
Bulls. Yeah. And the lights go out. And then the Bull come out, you know, and then they announce the players and shit. You know what? Okay, so I have a confession.
All right.
When they call my name, there is a little eruption in the room. And I like that shit. I kind of like that. I like the cheers. I'm addicted to it. I think I am.
Oh, it feels good.
It do.
You know what I like? And this is, it's better. I like it more in the beginning, obviously, because it gives you a little bit. But what's better is when people don't know who you are, they're like,
At this particular place, it don't happen.
No, but then I was like, and then when you get off the stage, and they're like, you
did a good job. Yeah. That is fire.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's like when they give me the good applause and the cheers and the woos,
right.
I'll be and a lot of times, like, well, not a lot of times, but sometimes I'm like, y'all have no idea that I don't know what the freak I'm about to say.
I hope
I don't disappoint because I don't know.
I'm just going through it in my head.
Let me say this.
How much time was that? I don't even know. But I'm close to the end. Oh, there's the light. Let me wrap it up.
Look, I was talk about delayed reaction tonight because I saw the light and I was in my joke and then I let them know that I saw the light.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 5 minutes later.
5 minutes later.
Like, I was like, I saw the light 5 minutes later. No, but it was a good time.
Dude, you were smooth, man. Thank you. I said, your shit went nice transitions. You just kept it going. And
thank you, man. Yeah. I did like mostly new shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All new stuff. Yeah. But you know what? It's like, all right, listen up, comics. Don't pay attention to the crowds, really. Just do your stuff. We actually had a comedy crowd.
Yeah.
And our jokes went over well. I did a show. And I was looking over my jokes from prior shows.
Oh, yeah.
And the same jokes that I did on my show. Before I say this, when I did my show, how do you think the crowd received it?
Good. Real well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, especially the We Are the World. I mean.
Well, yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. Yeah. So this is my point, comics. This is my point. Mm-hmm. The same material that I did that night of the show, I did like a preview of my show. I was watching my act. Nothing. Several times I looked at several performances and nothing. I got nothing from the audience. Nothing. No laughs, no nothing. Nothing from the jokes. And you heard Justin say they went over well. So you know what? So it's like you know what you do.
Yeah.
Just like
Well, like tonight. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
Someone told me. I felt a certain type of way about an event to go on and we didn't get recognized.
Oh, okay.
Someone told me, like, why would you care about how did it was put like, why would you care about like not getting recognized in the, and this is not what they said, this is sort of what they said. Why would you care about getting recognized in a room or in the arena of dum-dums? Like, why would you care about that?
I mean, I get it. I mean, not even dum-dums in a sense.
That's not what they use, but yeah. It was like, why would you care about that when you know what you do?
Right.
You know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
You know that you're the largest growing and consistent podcast in this area.
Right.
And you're not recognized, but you know what you do already.
Yeah.
You know that you got viewers all over the world.
Yeah. So I don't worry about it. It
affects you a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Because you want to be respected and recognized by your peers.
We've talked about shows that we ain't been put on.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
It's all good, but you know what? I'm thinking like, I am human. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this and I'm going to say something else. And I need you to push this real fast. I want you to, you know, I'm gonna clap so you could start this and promote this.
Right, okay.
But it does affect me, but it's all good. Because I know what I'm capable of and I know what actually goes on. I know what the analytics say. I know what the subscribers say.
Right.
I know what the numbers say. And I know, you know that we're still on. We're still the podcast that's still going when others have stopped. And I also want to say, in addition to that, that this is the Midnight Paco podcast train. And it only goes forward. This train only goes forward. And we will come to you. And we'll come to you and we'll support you. And we will say, hey, look, this is what it is. We want you on here. We want you to be a part. But we don't go backwards. The Midnight Paco podcast train does not go backwards. So it's like if we come to your stop and we welcome you with open arms and we're not coming back. We don't go back.
I mean, I get it. Scheduling conflicts are one thing.
We don't go backwards. This train do not go backwards.
You heard it. Hey man, I'm just pushing this one.
Yeah, the Midnight Paco podcast train does not go backwards. Full speed ahead.
Hey, look, I'm just glad we decided. You know, for one, we always had conversations and we'd be on the phone forever. So we're just like, fuck it, we might as well just get in front of the camera and have these conversations.
Sure.
For one, it's our journey. You know, two, we're funny. I think just talking back and forth, we're both cracking up throughout conversations.
You make me laugh, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say in front of the world, I never claim to be funny. You will never hear me say, oh, I know I'm funny. I know funny. But I never claimed to be funny. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
I claim to be funny.
I never said I was funny.
But either way, that's besides.
I know funny.
Yeah. Well. Either way, I just decided to do this at a late age, but at the same time, not a bad age because the knowledge and stuff we can talk about.
Knowledge and experience that you went through.
Yeah, 100%. You know, but and the fact that we have this platform now.
Is that supposed to go somewhere?
What?
That USB that's not attached to anything.
No.
You see it?
Yeah, but that's probably something else. Let's see what that goes to. It's another cord. Oh, it's my phone cord.
Okay.
Bam. See,
yeah, I was
OCD, and you see his wires not plugged in, he gets worried, even though we did a radio check and we're just filming. Dope.
Sorry.
Stay in your lane.
Okay.
No, okay.
Yes, buddy.
No, that was concerning. You're right, but no, we're good.
Okay.
Good catch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, dude, I think we had a good time tonight.
I had a ball tonight.
You know what was different?
Go ahead. You tell me you're different, and I'll tell you my different.
People.
people. You know what else was different?
What?
Somebody was like, I should know who you guys are. I know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, because you know what I would have did.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
I am Cool C.
That's me right there.
I do it every night. And I plan, I intended on doing that.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Cordell Cool C Respress. That's my name right there. Mm-hmm. That was a little different. It was like, I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little different.
Yeah. No, I think just like the people that normally are there, weren't they? It's crazy.
We haven't been there for a while.
3 weeks.
And we were, and they still knew who I was. That was like, wow.
Right.
Okay.
God dang right.
Sure.
Cool C. R.I.P. Pete. 1 minute, 30 seconds.
And then he changed my name to what?
Hollywood.
I don't know where that came from.
I do. He came in with shades on. That's what it was.
Is that what it was?
And he always looking fly. Always dressing nice.
See what she did?
She just went right by you.
She hopped up like 3 fucking stairs.
Yeah, that's what cats do.
To like, look, I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with you. I'm really not messing with you. I'm going to show you how much I'm not messing with you. I'm going to hop up like 3 stairs.
Bye.
Like, it's exactly what she said was bye. What the?
Oh, shit.
She hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, that happens. But yeah, shit, what were we talking about when I was going to interject and then I said go ahead and finish? Damn it.
Well, we were talking about
memory.
Compatee and
yeah.
Funty Stop, you know.
Yeah, it was
audience.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think I lost it.
Want to stop it? Go back, maybe?
No, it's not that important.
No, but we were talking about the show and the you know, the material and the audience and things like that, and
I think it has something to do with the material. Definitely. Yeah. But, yeah, I lost it. Damn it. People, don't smoke pot. Or do. I don't think this has nothing to do with it. It's just my train of thought all the time.
I don't smoke pot.
No. Your memory's pretty good, too.
Sometimes.
I need to get some, like, nutrients and start.
Focus factor.
Focus factor.
Take that. Take
focus. See, all that stuff's like placebos.
You think?
Most likely.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, obviously. I'm no doctor.
You're no doctor.
No, I'm no doctor.
Well, you have expertise in it. There's Dr.
I
Fuller.
I do.
Right there, Dr. Fuller is in the house.
Don't make me put on my readers.
Yeah, so basically we were talking about the night in comedy. We had a great audience and things like that. And we was also talking about like when I went up, you know, I wanted to try out new material, which I did try out new material.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
But I wanted to cruise through it. And shout out to Gino.
Shout out to Gino.
Gino is a newer comic, and he did a great job.
Yeah.
And I went up after Gino, and I was like, he did really well. And I was like, this dude gonna make me work. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm at a level that I don't have to work, but I was trying to cruise through this here tonight.
You know what? I think that's what I was gonna bring up. Yeah. I'm glad you said that.
Go for it, baby.
So
that's why I said it.
That's not why you said it.
It is why. I wanted you to remember what you were talking
about. But the mentality of that is you kind of wanted to cruise to it. Me, while I was excited to go out and do comedy, I was tired. You know what I mean? In my mind, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to do tonight. You know what I mean? It's right. Like, and I was like I was going through my material, and I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that. I've been doing that. I wanted to do new stuff, but it's not there yet, so I didn't want to do it. And then I'm just like there, and I'm like, and then I had to bring myself back to reality. I'm like, look, these people there don't know my material.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like these,
they don't.
Some people do, but most of this crowd don't.
Most of the crowd did not.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got to just do my material and just pick what I like to do and just roll with that shit. And then I did try new stuff, obviously, the way I blended the other stuff together.
So the order is new. That's
what you're 100%. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then the added extra to the one bit I already had.
Okay.
You know, the Amber Alert stuff. You know, I added the rest of the stuff by being kidnapped.
So I thought you took away from it.
No. I added that stuff to it.
Yeah.
Because the other stuff I did before, and I was just messing around on that one. I'm like, wait a minute, that was actually decent. So I had to bring it in and add it, but tonight was just, when we were sitting there, I'm like, I don't know.
I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but it was like I wanted to try my new material. I wanted to see how it really worked. It was like, to me, I saw the audience. What was going through my mind was, this is a new audience.
Right.
I can do my own material, and I can do really well.
Right.
But I also want to see how my new material actually responds and how it actually is.
I mean, you did the one GC, was it?
Yeah, my GCG.
Yeah, you did that at the Caramel and it was good.
Did I do it at the Caramel?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't do it at the Caramel. Yes. I did it at
Jazzin.
Yeah, I did it at Jazzin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't do it at Caramel. I did my hits at Caramel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you did that before. Okay. Mm-mm.
I did that at Jazzin, okay, and it was like,
that's right.
I did it again tonight, and it seemed like it did pretty good. I gotta work with that.
I mean,
because there was some things that I still left out.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you left out the extra tags.
I left out like it's a whole task force for it.
And
I did my
trying to walk from here to there. They come at you. And,
So but Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Another thing I wanted to add to what I was saying as far as like with new comics and how I was feeling about my material.
New comics.
Even like, I guess, veterans in the game who feel a certain way about their material, you know what I mean? And think, oh, I've been doing this material. And may think other comics are looking at them like, you ain't coming up with no new shit. I mean, we all come up with new shit in our own time. You know what I mean? I think we progress. Because we get better with our other shit, too. That's the beauty of it. But I seen a post that Steve Harvey had put. I guess it's a quote of what Steve Harvey had said. It was like, I told the same jokes getting paid $25. I told the same jokes getting paid like $250. I said the same jokes getting paid $2,500. I did the same jokes getting paid $250,000 or some shit. So it's like, the repetition of the joke is what it is.
It's the repetition of the joke, and it's the popularity, and the more people get to know your humor.
Exactly.
A comedian actually said to me, like, I heard you do that bit before, but for some reason tonight,
it's better.
They told me that it made them laugh so hard. Like, they heard it, and they said tonight.
It's the different. It's the way you deliver it.
Yeah,
Your mood.
You work on it. It's the mood. It's the facial expression.
I guess
that's why lighting and sound is important.
100%. Just one little thing can change everything. To be honest.
Yeah, I was telling another comic today. Well, not today, but I'm a student of the game, so I watch comedy different.
Oh yeah.
I've even watched certain comedians, and I turned the volume all the way down.
Right.
And I'm just watching these guys. And they're animated. They're funny without sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you watching them and their movement, their facial expressions, all of that counts. So that's why lighting is so important.
I try and use some of that in my... I mean, just the way I'm like...
I mean, all of that counts, man.
It does.
All of that counts.
It does.
You know... Okay. For people that don't know what I'm saying or know what me and Justin is talking about, listen to what I'm saying. All right. This is the best way I could break it down to you. You know Busta Rhymes' song, Put Your Hands Where Your Eyes Can See?
Yeah.
You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
That beat is banging, right? Ka-doodle-doo, doom.
Oh, yeah.
Ka-doodle-doo, doom. Banging beat, right?
Yep.
Okay. Take the beat away. And then Buster hit you with. Hit you with no delaying of what you're singing, yo.
Right.
It's hard without the music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, without the music, with just this flow, it's like, the flow is dope without the music.
Yep.
So it's just like, we have to put on a performance that's dope.
Without music?
No, without audio.
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, without the video.
Yeah.
Like, without seeing us, like, if you can hear us,
oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
got to be a dope performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we got to literally be like, hit you with no delaying, so we're just saying,
right,
yo.
Right.
Without well, the doodle.
Well, they say when you get into your voice, you have like a...
A rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I got that yet.
Kind of. You have your... Burp, burp, burp. Sorry, everybody. Oh.
What the?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Poot, 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 poot. Thank you, come again.
We're back.
Thank you, come again. Okay. I'm back. Sorry.
But yeah, so that's on the way there, man. Just having those thoughts in your head about your material and everything's a process, you know, and... Like I said, I'm trying to. I hate when I have the stuff here and I'm just lazy enough to. I have to put it out on paper to reorganize it. You know what I mean? To just see it out there and just read it and like, okay, no, I got to put this here and maybe I should add this. And I've changed so much from just being able to do that, but it's like I got to do it. You know, it's when I come up with new shit, it just boils up in my brain for a while. You know what I mean?
I can think about it
for a while, and then you spit it out.
I can dig it.
Either on stage or on paper.
On stage or on paper, and you know, a lot of my stuff come out on the toilet.
Yeah. Ew. Speaking of splat and toilets, maybe I don't know about toilets.
Nick.
Dude, bring it up right now.
Just, Nickelodeon.
Just Google.
Maybe, bam, it's up there.
I'll put it up there, but Google on your phone. The shape, just put Nickelodeon, Epstein Island, or Epstein Island and Nickelodeon.
Let's see if that...
You and know. They show the shape.
I didn't see this. So if it's like that...
Dude.
If it's like that...
Man, I'm just saying... I didn't get to see the documentary. You said you watched it.
I watched all of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure I'll... I heard it's rough. So it's tough to hear about kids being touched and molested and
well,
more than that, but just the consp- now I don't know if somebody made it up, but that, just the way they have a side by side of the image on Google Images and it's shaped just like it.
Well, this is the shape of the Epstein Island.
Yeah, so you got to put Epstein Island Nickelodeon.
If it's shaped like Nickelodeon.
Just do it, dog. It's fucking brings a whole new meaning to the I don't know. I've got slimed.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
It can't be. It's shaped like Epstein Island. The Nickelodeon logo is shaped like Epstein Island. That's some sick and twisted stuff.
How crazy is that?
It's really crazy, but
see, if that's really true, but it looks
I
like
mean,
it.
Okay, all right. So,
bam, it's still up there. I'm sure.
All right. Here is the thing. All right, I'm a thinker.
Yeah.
What we are is like merely like if you think of the lifespan of Canadian soldiers and mosquitoes and things of that nature, they're born, they screw, and then they die.
Mm-hmm.
We're no different.
Oh yeah,
we're no different. We do the same thing. So the lifespan of humans. We're born and we're made to multiply and then we die. But it's like on a longer scale of things. And I think that would be natural. We don't need the influence of the powers that be to show us sexuality and things like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Or sexualize children or things like that. I mean, we don't need, in my opinion, we don't need that.
Right.
But that's basically what we do. We live, multiply, and then we die. But it's like our entertainment and life in itself, you know, things are shaped and named certain things to promote sex.
Oh, yeah.
Candy bars are shaped like penises.
So,
and named Mr. Goodbar, O. Henry, and things like that.
I'm never eating an O. Henry again.
You can. You got to break it up.
Yeah, no, right.
You can't eat it like...
To really show...
You could break up a candy bar not Reese's Cups. Okay. That's some beta way of eating candy bar. But if you think about the shapes of the Coca-Cola bottle, it was influenced by women. If you think about the shapes of a violin, it's shaped like a woman. If you think about the shapes of some of these light domes, it's shaped like a breast with a nipple on it. I mean, if you think about...
Or just your mind into what you see.
No, these things were like invented before I was...
I know.
This was BC.
I know.
You know what BC stands for?
Before Corinth.
Before Corinth. Absolutely. And if you think about the Washington Monument, what is that shaped like?
The obelisk.
A giant what? And if you think about a tie.
Penis.
A tie is represented that males wear ties because it represents.
Penis?
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
So it's like... And just think about our everyday speech. Where is she? Where is he? What are you actually saying? If you break it down, it's like, where is her vagina?
Where is his penis?
Where is his penis?
I don't want to know.
Pause. What did her vagina make for dinner?
Pause. I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are you not?
I mean, but that's how you identify.
Where is she? Well, what did she say? What did her vagina say?
I guess
say?
Not nowadays. It's what did they say?
Yeah. To me, I mean, you can either subscribe to that or not, and I'm okay with it. Either way.
Right.
To me, it's a choice. Just like I think seatbelts should be a choice.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like... In today's world, facts
no longer exist.
Not really. It's either like, you know, facts are now opinions. But in my mind.
Right?
In my mind, my goal is still the same.
Keep it real.
You know, take it how you want. My goal is still the same. And, you know, and all these other things that are made up or, you know, it's just. Strange.
It's strange.
It's real strange. Just like the bridge.
Yeah.
That bridge is 40-something years old.
Yeah, you said 47?
47. And in 47 years, nobody ever hit it.
Right.
Not to that capacity.
I mean.
I'm sure.
How much you pay for the new guy?
Oh, that's Mr. too much. George.
Yeah, that's too much.
Mr. George hit the bridge. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, lives were lost on that bridge. And, you know.
And that's not a good way, man.
It's not.
No way.
Prayers
it's
go
good,
out to the families, the individuals that lost or still missing in that, you know, tragedy. But it was like, you know, people have to realize and, that, you know, like things are going on. Like, you know, on my way home from work, it's common for me to see one or two accidents.
Oh, yeah.
This past Monday, I came home, I saw like 6 or 7 accidents.
It's because the weather's nice.
The weather wasn't, I mean, the weather was.
It was rainy a little bit.
Come on. We're in Cleveland. We deal with snow and ice.
I know.
So.
People, man, in a hurry. I told you.
It's people in a hurry, but it's something else going on. You know, I don't know exactly what it is, but if you place all these things, these chain events that's happening with these explosions and these fires, you know, it's just like
the apocalypse is coming.
I mean, I don't know. So I don't know
eclipse.
Anything about anything.
April 8th, baby.
Yeah, the eclipse is coming up.
Woo! We're gonna have an eclipse party at the job.
I'm gonna be at work, and I think everybody.
Oh boy!
I think everybody. Everybody, be careful. and don't look directly into the eclipse because you can look like Uncle Charles. You don't want to look like Uncle Charles.
Uncle Charles.
I don't want y'all to look like Uncle Charles, y'all.
But you know what? Think about this. Throughout history, there has been solar eclipses. You think everybody that looked up was blind?
No. No, it's not. Basically, it's like...
I mean, you shouldn't do it. Don't do it.
You shouldn't do it, but it's just
but
like...
But they want to buy it. You got to buy special glasses.
No, I think it'll probably have the same effect as like a burn from a bright light.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is not... There was eclipse, and there's also conspiracy theories of like, okay, supposedly it's supposed to be the moon covering the sun, but they're saying like, what is it really? Is it another planet?
Yeah, we don't know these things, man. We're just going by what they tell us.
Yeah, so we don't really know what it is.
You know what's funny? I mean, it's not funny, but all these movies always seem to like mimic real life or what we think of right
Absolutely.
Now as real life. Like The Truman Show.
Yeah.
I love The Truman Show. Have you ever seen the movie called The Island?
No.
It's about people who are cloned. Like, you know, you talk about, like, being able to have money and being able to, like, you know, health-wise. These rich people would just, or whoever, somebody who had money, would have themselves cloned in case, like, their real health and they needed a kidney or something. They would just, okay, get the clone. Well, these clones started, you know, they had their own personalities. They looked just like everybody, you know, that person, but then they had all their stuff, but they obviously realized, wait, there's a world out there that... They tried to do it as like a lottery. Oh, you won a lottery. They keep them in this bubble, and they didn't know any better. You know what I mean? Until one person obviously had dreams, and what the fuck? How do you have dreams? And they figured out that, whatever the case, it's a good movie. It's a good sci-fi movie. It's years ago. So sorry, spoiler alert. I mean, I didn't give out the ending, but it's a good movie, and it's almost like people are kind of talking about that now.
Mm.
But it's not in, like, motion yet, because you can't just clone somebody just yet.
Well,
they're cloning animals.
You know somebody's been cloned.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's always somebody in a basement somewhere doing some foul shit.
Somebody's definitely
I'm waiting for Serpentor to come. Somebody's
coming.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, Serpentor?
He's coming.
He coming. he's here. Serpentor is here.
Somebody's trying
Serpentor.
To
create,
they're trying to
Cobra. La, 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 la.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Somebody's in the basement trying to figure that shit out. DNA.
Or he's already here.
Something.
So Serpentor is here.
You don't even know.
Or, you know, like you. It's already here.
Right.
I mean, it's like, to me, it's like it's only so many primary colors.
Oh, yeah.
There's only so many, you know, that's where, you know, they say everybody has a clone. And so,
doppelgangers.
Yeah, it's only so many, like, red and blue and yellow is the three primary colors. And there's so many different combinations you could do. Same with people.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, your doppelganger is out here somewhere. Doing something.
You can dip your stick in whatever you want, but it's all going to come back to the same.
For sure.
Cherry or grape.
Period. Period.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Well, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the _ great _ CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
That's right.
And you know what? Thank you for all of our subscribers. Thank you for everybody that's been paying attention to us.
Appreciate everybody. Look, man, we're just trying to give you knowledge on the comedy game that we've been in for almost, well, 3 years now. Boss, we can say 3 years. You've already had your 3-year anniversary. So we've
3 years
in the game. Yeah. If you go back, you'll hear us from the beginning, from the club. We rocked it from, you know, just our experience with all the other comics, just going on the road and doing some other stuff. So tune in. Plus, we got guests. Good times.
Yeah, we got great guests. We got great features. And once again, the Midnight Paco train does not go backwards. Okay. Ooh. Woo! Yeah. We go forward. We come for you. And either you come aboard or if you don't, we don't go backwards. That's what it is. That's what it's going to continue to be. And we appreciate everybody. We're still the number one in this area. Fastest growing.
Appreciate everybody.
Fastest growing and still going. Consistent podcast in the Northeast Ohio region. Regardless of what any awards say or anything else, it's what it is. You can look up the numbers.
I agree.
If you don't believe us, look at the numbers. And if you are, you know, only thing I can say is get your numbers up. Get your numbers up, man. That's all I can say.
Appreciate everybody. See you next week. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.